Hey guys, Alex Newman here with the Freedom Fest, and we're with Sheriff Chris Schmaling. He's in Racine County, Wisconsin. Sheriff, thank you for being with us. And during the panel we were just on a moment ago, you talked about somebody alerting you to the fact that their mother in a care home was voting, and she couldn't even recognize her own child. And you started an investigation. Tell us a little bit about that, what you found, and what prompted you to investigate, and also why you think that's the role of the sheriff to look into things like this.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, I want to say is that this isn't something I went out and looked for. This came to us. And ironically, it came from us, to us rather, from the Wisconsin's Elections Commission, the very people who broke the law and allowed this to occur. The daughter of the victim from the nursing home went to myvotewisconsin.gov, typed in her mom's date of birth and her mom's name naturally, and learned that her mother voted in the last election. It was very, very concerning to her. And she felt that her mother was victimized. So she wrote a complaint to the Wisconsin's Elections Commission. They received it and then said, where did this occur? Racine County, go give it to the Racine District Attorney and let them look at it. So the district attorney naturally received it and looked at it and says, well, we prosecute people. We don't do the investigation. So Sheriff, take a look at this. So I took a look at it. We started looking at it and I thought, well, I'm not an election law lawyer. But I do have a lawyer that works for me within the sheriff's office who's a very talented investigator. So I sent it to him and have him look at it. He went to the nursing home and discovered that the Wisconsin Elections Commission, right after the pandemic, announced that they were not bringing in SVDs dispatching SVDs, which is a special voting deputy, into the nursing homes. And there are thousands of nursing homes or residential care facilities and the like. They are the ones responsible for going in by law that would execute the ballot with the patient, or in this particular case, individual, and they would make the decision whether or not the person is able to vote. And what ended up happening is we learned that, in talking to the complainant, that the victim, who's now deceased, unfortunately, was suffering from serious, severe mental decline, to the point where she wasn't even recognizing her daughter anymore. She just had breakfast and couldn't tell you and articulate what she just ate. She was seeing things fly in the air that weren't there. I don't understand the disparage here. It's really disheartening at that time. But then to learn that she voted was, in her daughter's words, she felt victimized, that they took advantage of her mom. So we started looking. If this happened to this one person, I have to believe it happened to more. But sure enough, we found 8 more people within that care facility that occurred to. So I'm thinking that if this message, this we're not dispatching SVDs by the state of Wisconsin, was sent out to all of these nursing homes, we would be foolish to think that it only occurred in one of 72 counties in the state of Wisconsin at one nursing home, right? So I asked our attorney general to look at this investigation that I had done and launch an immediate statewide investigation into all of this, because this directive was handed out to everybody. And I spent hundreds of hours putting this case together. Without reading one single report, he labeled this as basically nothing to see here. The sheriff is simply doing this as a quote-unquote publicity stunt, and that he refuses to dedicate one single man hour of investigative time to this effort. And keep in mind, the attorney general has at his disposal an entire elderly abuse unit, men and women highly trained to go out and if elderly people are being taken advantage of, they're the ones that would look at that on a statewide level. So it seemed logical that this attorney general should be taking care of this. But he refused. He said individual counties, if they have these complaints, by all means investigate it, and they should be held accountable, meaning the people who are responsible. So I asked our district attorney to look into this particular investigation. I recommended felony charges on the commission members. There was something in the law that suggests that our district attorney in Wisconsin, there are 72 counties, everyone has its own district attorney, like a sheriff, and they're elected, decided that that she lacked jurisdiction to charge them. So, but she insisted that there's definitely probable cause there to proceed forward. So we send them to all the other district attorneys in the state, and I'm still waiting to hear back from those district attorneys where that person resides, whether or not they want to charge them. However, the attorney general of the state of Wisconsin is up, just like our governor, in November. And because he's up in November, there's a person running against him, Eric Tomey, and Eric has made it publicly known that if he is elected as the attorney general, he is going to prosecute all members of the Wisconsin's Elections Commission.
Wow. And I mean, Wisconsin was right at the center of the firestorm that erupted after the election. There was a lot of strange things going on there. Milwaukee, of course, was the focus. And I know that's just outside of your jurisdiction. But You know, there are people who are trying to make this into a partisan thing. It's just Republicans who are sore about the election. Is this a partisan thing?
No, this is very bipartisan. I mean, look at this for a moment. I've been telling people, in fact, when I took the podium, when I announced I had this investigation, I made it abundantly clear, everybody ought to be concerned. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. It doesn't matter who you vote for. We have to find some level of understanding that elections need to be fair. As an elected official myself, on election night, I don't want to go home knowing that it was a rigged election and I won because someone rigged it and there was a lot of fraud going on. And the same, likewise, if I were to lose, I want to know that I lost. If I lost, I want to make certain it's fair and square. And that said, we should all be concerned. This is not a Republican issue. This is not a Democratic issue. This is a society issue. This is our fundamental right is to vote. And we can't keep rubber stamping it. I really believe in Wisconsin, we need to change the narrative. Even good conservatives are suggesting that, you know, that Sheriff, you're just trying to overturn the election. I'm like, that is not my focus here. That's not what I'm doing here. I don't pick and choose what crimes to investigate. If a crime occurs in my county, I took an oath to support the Constitution. I took an oath that I would investigate crime and hold those violators accountable. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
So we hear a lot nowadays, even from some Republicans, it's just, well, the 2020 election happened, you know, if it was bad, oh well, now we just got to focus on the midterms. But you're a lawman. I mean, you focus on crimes that obviously were committed in the past, not future crimes. What do you think? Can we just move past and just put 2020 in the rearview mirror, or does there need to be accountability if there were crimes committed?
Well, there certainly needs to be accountability. That's why we're investigating. But I say changing the narrative, I mean meaning that we need to identify there was a problem through the investigation. We need to hold those people accountable and then take steps to make certain it never happens again. Otherwise, I can tell you, we've seen hands being raised today. How many people voted? And I think pretty much everybody rose their hand. How many people feel their vote actually counted? And we just a couple of people rose their hand. So that is telling what the sampling is out there. I think a lot of folks, I almost feel like they're feeling like enough's enough. I don't want to hear about what happened in the past. I think there was some shady things that happened, but we want everyone to move forward. Let's just fix this problem. But I think we need to look back at this and say, listen, we're not trying to overturn the election, right? But we need to understand that A, there was a problem. The law was violated, and make certain, and this is perhaps the most important thing, is to take steps to make certain it doesn't happen again. That is more important than I think anything we do here.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just turn this a little bit more. Keep heading at it. Okay.
So. We're rather unique right now in Wisconsin as well. So the Wisconsin Supreme Court just ruled that our ballot drop boxes are illegal. And that was just a ruling that came out last week. So that's really exciting. And now the narrative, okay, is now we should overturn the election. And I think that's a front page story today in my hometown is suggesting that the election should be overturned now because these ballot drop boxes have been deemed to be illegal. So if they're illegal and all the ballots came from there, or vast majority, how do we prove how many were in those boxes and all the rest? So again, the saga continues. But at the end of the day, I love the ruling. I think it's great. We shouldn't be using those ballot drop boxes. But there's still one looming question: is ballot harvesting illegal? And that is really the hashtag here is you said this is illegal to have the boxes, but what about other methods of harvesting ballots? And the Supreme Court stopped short of that.
Wow. Well, I want to ask you a final question before we let you go. I know your job is to uphold and enforce the law, but of course, you have an interest in what laws legislators write. And I know you can't speak to other states, maybe, but in the state of Wisconsin, do you feel that the laws are adequate so that people who are engaged in election fraud can be properly punished, so that lawmen have the authority to investigate and pursue, and also to try to act as a deterrent? Or do you think more is needed from lawmakers?
Actually, I don't. I think the election law is, I mean, I've been reading into this. I mean, I'm used to being on one side of the statute book, crimes against persons, property, and all the rest. And now we're looking at the other side of the statute book, which I never really had to drill into before. And I'm telling you, it is very thorough. But the key is, it has to be followed. And when they're underneath the penalty section of, like any other law, there is a penalty to it when you decide to break the law. And I thought it was crystal clear what had occurred. They shattered the law. There's a penalty section in it for it. It's a felony. And now we need to pursue the law. Otherwise, if we're not going to follow the law, adding more laws to the book isn't going to help. We're not going to follow the original ones that are on there. If we follow the law, I think Wisconsin, in my humble opinion, not knowing everybody else's, I really think that Wisconsin has a very good, solid election cycle if the law is followed. But you have to follow the law. And it's actually pretty straightforward. But you know what? People took advantage of the pandemic. There was an order, I think number 72, the governor handed out, basically essentially shutting down the state of Wisconsin. And everybody was running around with their hair on fire and saying, okay, how can we still do elections in person? We should not dispatch SVDs and all the rest. Which I found really interesting is that they didn't want to, I mean, we all embrace technology, right? I mean, we now know what Zoom is and we have iPads and iPhones and all the rest. We're able to do business, right? And the Wisconsin Elections Commission figured that out right away. They were still able to hold their meetings and the comfort of their own homes while the pandemic was going on. God bless them. Great thing. But why couldn't we have an iPad in every one of those nursing homes and have an SVD on the other side of that iPad doing a Zoom?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Before we let you go, Sheriff, any thoughts out there for citizens? I mean, you know as well as I do, we saw in the room today, there's a lot of concern about election fraud. Any advice out there for citizens in terms of working with their sheriff? I mean, and also any thoughts for fellow lawmen? I mean, what should they be doing? Any ideas for them?
Well, I would suggest that for citizens, I would say if you see something, say something. If you see something that doesn't look right, go to myvotewisconsin.gov. Check out your loved ones. Make certain that if you do have someone, unfortunately, in a residential care facility, check to see if they're voting. And if there shouldn't be, you need to report that to your local sheriff or your local police chief. And I would suggest to my fellow sheriffs that are out there, I'm a phone call away. We did a significant amount of research in this, hundreds and hundreds of law enforcement hours spent investigating this. And I would submit to them that if they have questions, reach out to us. I'm by no means an expert, but I can really put it down and pare it back into a template or I've even made a PowerPoint for my fellow sheriffs in the state of Wisconsin to be able to muddle through that. I've offered to borrow my investigative team to travel over there and help you get that thing started, because I understand a lot of law enforcement agencies went through this whole defund movement and crime has obviously gone up. And when that happens, you really have to start triaging your cases. You know, there's shots fired cases, there's domestic violence, there's overdoses. We have all these things going on. Oh, and by the way, you should look at this election integrity. It's almost like, okay, you walk in an emergency room and you have a headache, or you got someone who's got a gunshot. Who are we going to take care of first?